Hello, I'm Steve Crampton, Assistant General Counsel for the American Family Association. The mission of AFA is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of American culture and give aid to the church here and abroad in its task of fulfilling the Great Commission. Our vision is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training in the interest of cultural transformation.
Thank you for standing with the American Family Association.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Yes. Oh, okay. That's what you're telling me.
Tell everybody in America, what's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
It's a Hokey Pokey.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky. Garbanzo beans.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday right here on American Family Radio. Thanks for joining us. I am Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And J.J. Jasper.
Good morning. Great to be here. What did one Dorito farmer say to the other Dorito farmer? Cool ranch.
Oh,
cool ranch.
That, I'm trying so to much, find the, that had so much potential.
I'm trying to find the very bottom for these dad jokes. I think I'm bumping along like a catfish.
I don't think you're there yet. But you're getting close.
Oh, the catfish at the bottom of the pond?
Yes, sir.
Bottom of the joke pond?
That's right. Bottom of the dad joke pond.
All right.
Okay. Dad joke pond.
Thanks for joining us on Trivia Friday. We're going to ask we three here are going to ask three questions each, trivia questions, and then we're going to ask you to call in and answer and or ask. We prefer that you answer and ask a trivia question. So that's how this works. The if you're eligible to call in if you've not been on the air with us in 8 weeks, right?
Right.
So we have an eight-week waiting period between call-ins to be on the air with us. Otherwise, hey, especially first-time callers, we love to hear from. Well, we love to hear from anybody, but first-time callers are also welcome today.
That's why we kind of have these. You might call them restrictions. We love our regulars.
We do,
but we're trying to encourage other people to call in, and that gives them some space.
It gives them hope for life.
It gives them hope, Tim.
Yeah,
the hope is important.
So, what's the phone number, Ed?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. 888-589-8840 is
what's
the number to call. It is 888-589-8840. We put as many eights in there as possible to make the number as simple as possible. By the way, you do need to be 11 years old or older to call in. That's
so
the
eight,
only other restriction.
8 plus 3.
8 plus 3. That'll help you out. Now, all three of us will have questions to ask our listeners. Trivia questions. One of these nine, JJ, what's special about it?
It's a mystery question. If you happen to land on it and answer it correctly, you're going to hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell.
Beloved.
And we've got a brand new Learning University t-shirt.
Yes,
if
do.
You're watching, and you can do that several ways online, our own streaming service or our YouTube, but it's the Learning University. It looks like a crest, like you would see at a university, their seal, their crest, and it is a good looking t-shirt, hot off the press. Somebody's got an opportunity to win that today.
That's right. That'll be the.
I'm holding it up for people watching on internet.
Yeah. By the way, you can watch on Facebook or YouTube. You search for Today's Issues or Today's Issues Live. That's the normal name of this program. We
that's
change it to
about,
Trivia
it's normal
Friday.
About this show.
There's nothing normal about this one right here. And then you can watch on our own streaming platform, stream.afa.net.
Can you buy the shirt yet?
Yes, I think you can.
We need to find out how much it costs. I will ask you.
Brent's going to look that up. You go to resources.afa.net, resources.afa.net. You can actually take a look at this fine work, the fine workmanship on this t-shirt, and you can, I think, buy one. And Brent's about to give us
1850. Resources.afa.net. It's 1850.
That's pretty good.
T-shirts. Yeah, they're so high now. That's a good price.
They include the surcharge for gasoline. No, gasoline, we need to tack that on.
I was looking at a T-shirt. It popped on my X feed or whatever. And it's a good-looking T-shirt, and it's celebrating the 250th anniversary of the U.S. of America. And I thought, man, that's cool. I like
stolen land, you mean?
Here we go.
You're going to celebrate stolen land.
Wait, what's Pandora doing coming out of this box over here?
But it was $32 for a T-shirt, so this is a fine bargain for a T-shirt.
All right.
And plus, as we've said with our other T-shirt, it is bulletproof. Never gets dirty. It is stainless.
Well.
And actually, in certain situations, it'll make you invisible. Mm-hmm. So, of course, none of that last part is true.
You love it whenever, at one point, Joe Biden's handlers were working with Ed, and they were able to use the same. Hey, I thought it was funny when you said, Brent's going to give us the, and there was a little pause because I was thinking, you're like, do I say he's going to give us the skinny on this T-shirt
I couldn't make up my mind, and thus I said nothing, which my wife says is a good thing.
People want to order the T-shirt. It comes in two sizes, I think, and they can order it. And
I don't know how many sizes.
Where do they go to order it?
It's got to be more than two sizes. Oh, you go to resources.afa.net. By the way, as JJ often says when we start this program, there's lots of good stuff on there, lots of merchandise, books, DVDs, coffee mugs. There's just all kinds of stuff.
What's a website?
Resources.afa.net. That's okay. Our resource center.
What are your questions?
Brent's got something. What's the lowdown?
The sizes come from, they go from small to 3X.
Small to 3X.
Yes.
We got you covered,
folks.
How
many in between, do you know?
All.
Because I said two, so there's more than two.
Yeah, it's probably small, medium, large,
extra large,
2X, 3X.
And again, we're not judging who's what size.
Right.
That's for the person to determine themselves.
That's for the person to determine.
Right, because we're...
We don't shame people on this show.
This is Planet Fitness right here.
I'm glad you're saying that.
No judgment.
Planet Fitness. This coming Sunday is Palm Sunday.
Yes.
And it's also, we set our scales back 10 pounds. That's this weekend. Yes.
Getting past Christmas.
Oh, by the way, I should mention, thank you for mentioning Palm Sunday. Next Friday is Good Friday. We are not quite sure exactly what we'll be doing during this hour and a half, but we will not be having Trivia Friday.
Such a special day
on
the Christian calendar.
Right.
And Palm Sunday this Sunday, Good Friday, then Easter next Sunday, Resurrection Celebration, a whole lot of great things happening.
All right.
And by the way,
we do
recognize, I do want some of our listeners, our Eastern Orthodox listeners. When I was growing up, you guys don't know this, but my mom was Greek Orthodox, and I had two Easters. Because the Greek Orthodox Easter is different. It's how it's calculated. So we do know there are Eastern Orthodox listeners.
Did you have two Christmases?
We did not, although there is a different Christmas.
That would have been nice.
For the little Orthodox.
Kids have two Christmases.
It would have. My parents didn't even want to give us one.
Oh, well.
So there was no sense in pushing for two.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right. Here are my three questions. Question number one. In what modern-day nation was the Aztec Empire located when Spanish explorers came to the New World? In what modern-day nation was the Aztec Empire located when Spanish explorers came to the New World? This is stuff you probably learned in elementary school, may have forgotten it, but guess what? There is Google. Second question, in our solar system, what is the farthest recognized planet from the sun? Now, we're not including Pluto. I don't want to get into that debate. That breaks up families, friendships,
marriages. It was time to kick Pluto
out.
To throw him overboard from the solar system.
In our solar system, what is the farthest recognized planet from the sun? Third question. Samuel Huntington was the first American president following the Revolutionary War. Is that true or false? Samuel Huntington was the first American president following the Revolutionary War. True or false?
That's why they got this state named after him.
Huntington?
Yes.
And there was a beach, too.
Not, obviously, the Chamber of Commerce folks, they're not doing a good enough job because a lot of people haven't even heard of it. Can't find it on the map.
Samuel Huntington, huh?
Samuel Huntington.
I know it's a beer, but I didn't know it was a steak,
I think
too.
You're thinking about Sam Adams. Is that what you're
talking? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sam Adams.
My bad. I don't drink.
Wrong Samuel.
Yeah, wrong Samuel.
Well, and the fact that you don't drink is evidenced by the fact that you got the name of the beer wrong.
I did, yeah. So
here's what I've got. First question, Na is the chemical symbol for what element? Mm-hmm. Na is the chemical symbol for which element? And then I've got about three or four, depending on how we do, March Madness questions.
Oh,
and
good.
Here's what I want to know.
I want some more element questions.
hey, look, we got.
I can't get enough of that.
Look, we got listeners. We got Greek Orthodox listeners. Yeah. We got sports fans. They're all across the spectrum. Which team is known for their signature rock chalk
And there's
chant?
Nothing wrong with being on the spectrum.
That's exactly right.
I just want to make that clear because people might be questioning. But go That's ahead. Right. I'm sorry.
Which team is known for their signature rock chalk chant during March Madness? And then I'm going to add a true or false. King David had a handsome son, Absalom, whose hair was so thick that he cut it once a year and it weighed 5 pounds. Is that true or false? Absalom would cut his hair once a year and it weighed 5 pounds. True or false?
Those were the days, fellas. Remember, we cut our hair, put it in a bushel basket.
Seems like we had a weigh-in hair question a few weeks ago, something like that.
About how much hair weighed?
Yeah.
You know what?
If it didn't happen
last week, I've forgotten.
I don't know what JJ's question was, but anyway.
Surely not.
All right, here's my question.
Shirley gets a lot of credit and a lot of blame for stuff, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. Good, Tim, give your three questions.
I think I will.
It'll be the limit to
what
you give here today.
Here are my questions. Use the right verb. What is the force that keeps planets in orbit around the sun?
I saw this in Star Wars once.
What is the force? Yeah, the force, I guess.
And it's not Taekwondo. Is it okay to go ahead and give a hint?
You can X that one out.
All right.
Yes, thank you, JJ. What is the force that keeps planets in orbit around the sun? When you read about this kind of thing, you just go, and some people believe there's not a God.
Right, right.
There's no way all this happens by chance. No way.
And by the way, Chuck Norris is not the answer to that question, so we just want to make that clear.
The late Chuck Norris. So, what is the force that keeps planets in orbit around the sun? Number two, what connects the muscles to the bones? What connects muscles to the bones?
You want to sing the song to get people headed in the right direction?
You can, JJ. What connects muscles to bones? All right, and number three. An American, it's not really it's kind of a geographic question, but here's the question. What is the tallest building in the United States, not in New York City? What is the tallest building in the U.S., not in New York City?
Including Huntington?
Yeah, you
so
can
going with all
cancel out Huntington.
Okay.
Huntington is not even an option. So there you go. Does that make sense?
It does.
Sir.
All right, let's go.
All right, we're going to go to Arkansas first. Marion is on the line. Marion, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I just love the fact that the first thing you did when you got on the air was to laugh.
Right.
You were obviously enjoying the program, and we like that kind of attitude.
Good.
I call it spunk.
That's spunk. It is spunk.
Somebody comes on and starts, and she's chuckling
cheerful.
Right out of the gate. That's really good.
I like that. Marion, where do you live in Arkansas?
Rogers, Arkansas.
Rogers.
Good area.
Yeah, northwest. It's about 10 miles from Bentonville.
Okay.
Walmart country.
All right. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Marion?
I'd love to do both, please.
All right. Which question would you like to answer?
The furthest recognized planet from the sun.
All right. In our solar system, what is the farthest recognized planet from the sun?
Oh, I disagree with it. I think Pluto should be, but it's Neptune.
It is Neptune, and we all agree with you, Marion, about Pluto.
Pluto should never have walked the plank. There was no committee. I didn't hear it. We didn't get a chance to vote on it. No.
Right.
We're with you.
Right. Right.
I think the key word there is recognize.
Yeah.
You want to repeat the question and see if I'm
It says, in our solar system, what is the farthest recognized planet
from
the sun?
That's significant there. Go ahead.
All the other planets just turn their back on Pluto.
Yeah.
And they said, we do not recognize.
It's the orbit of shame.
The orbit of shame. Come on, guys. Let me in.
Hey, Marion, what's your great job? Right out of the chute, right out of the gate, you answered it correctly. What's your question for us?
Okay. What one thing is greater than heaven and worse than hell?
What one thing is greater than heaven and worse than hell?
I think it's nothing.
Nothing.
Everybody will say nothing until I say the answer, and they say, you're right.
Okay, so what is greater than heaven and worse than hell? So nothing is not the answer, you're saying?
No.
Okay.
No, nothing is not the answer.
Something is the answer. If nothing is not the answer.
What's the answer, Marion?
My head's spinning
here. Okay, it is the judgment seat of Christ. Because if you're standing there and you see God and you see Jesus and you've known about him all your, you know, since you were saved, but seeing him and his glory and that you will be with him for eternity, just that recognition would be better than heaven, the golden streets and all that. Just being right next to him and hearing his voice. And I feel that that's greater than heaven. But if you're on the other side and you're at the great white throne judgment and you're still seeing him, and Satan's not there, so you're not going to have an evil heart at that time, but you're going to see him in all his glory and radiate in love and to know what you did and the spitting perhaps and the mocking of his followers and even the killings.
Hey, Marion, you're right on.
That's good.
That's a good
Bible.
To think
about what you missed out on.
Right, and
really
there's no greater message than repentance of sin and accepting Christ as your Savior so that when you die, you go to heaven instead of hell. That's what the
Amen.
Bible teaches.
Great job,
and that's
Marion.
What Marion's talking about.
Marion, thank you so much.
Sorry to interrupt.
We do need to move on to other callers, but she's right. We all long for that moment to see Jesus. And she's clearly right. That's Jesus, the most important thing about heaven.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Who's next, Ed?
Well, we're going to Georgia this time. And
Bryson. You like that?
Yeah, I did. You have a decent voice.
Yeah, you sound like
you really
you've
do.
Caught a midnight train once or twice.
Just, you know, if I worked it out more, it would be more. You know, you would be able to notice it more, but I don't.
And your singing career.
It's a talent.
Boy, that would have been great if you could have hit that.
It's a talent I don't take advantage of.
Yes.
Enough.
Now, I will say this, that Georgia, amongst all of our states, does have the reputation of that's the place the devil went down to, you know?
Yeah, but he didn't stay.
He didn't.
No, he didn't.
He got, yeah, so.
To Wyoming.
Bryson, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Where do you live in Georgia?
You should awesome.
What's that, Bryson?
I said that y'all should really sing more often.
Hey, thank
you. But no one says that to me,
I
assure you.
Bryson, what part of Georgia?
Waycross.
Yeah, great. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
Which one you feel confident about?
Mm-hmm. The question about the Aztec.
All right. Bryson, here's the question. In what modern-day nation was the Aztec Empire located when Spanish explorers came to the New World?
That would be modern-day Central Mexico.
That is correct.
Wow, nicely done.
That is correct. I didn't know this. I was listening to a podcast about this, what is now Mexico City, the capital city of the Aztecs, was Tenochtitlan. Uh-huh. There was a lake there. It was built on a lake with all kinds of towns and stuff around it, the central city. And over the, you know, few hundred years, all that dried up. But did you know that? It was built on a lake.
Allison, we were talking about that at dinner the other night.
Were you?
Yeah. I don't know how it came up. We were you know, talking about, you know, family vacation coming up. And then the Aztecs.
Yeah,
they came up. History of the Aztecs.
Yes, that's a segue.
We were at the Outback. I just remember,
we were at the Outback.
I remember what I was having when the Aztecs ancient civilization came up
in the conversation.
Hey, frequently does.
Bryson, what's your question for us?
All right, so we all know about Samson from Judges 16, mm-hmm. but after his hair was cut, did any of y'all know what city he was brought to?
Oh, that's a good I see it all happening. They gouged out his eyes. They chained him to a threshing thing. He was like just going around like a beast of burden. And, you know, then his hair started to grow back, and you know the story. They had him come out there to mock him and to – crowded Coliseum, and they say, hey, bring him out for sport.
You're asking what town that happened in?
Yeah.
And I will say this. I can't think of the name of the town, Bryson, but a little-known fact, it was built on a lake. A lot of people don't know that. The city was on a lake.
You guys have any idea on the city?
Wasn't it Gath? Was it something like Gath?
May have been Gath.
I'm going to say Hebron, maybe.
That's right there. The Philistines, you know, that's a big stronghold for them. What'd you say?
I said Hebron.
Hebron.
I'll say Gath.
What's the answer, Bryson?
It was a temple in Gaza.
In Gaza.
Gaza.
That's where the Philistines were. That's where they lived.
Yeah.
Well, not a lot's changed, has it?
Well, you know those places.
I mean, really?
Those places there in the Middle East, and you could go around the world and cite these kinds of examples, but. A lot of the names that we still have today go back thousands of years.
Yeah.
Including Gaza.
Right.
The area we're known as Gaza.
Right, right.
But anyway.
Hey, and I think it's worth noting, too, while we're already there, they brought him out to mock and make fun of him and his God. He asked a young boy that was leading him, put me between these two pillars, asked the Lord to give him strength one more time, pushed against the pillars, and then the Bible says more of the enemies were defeated in his death than they were the entire time he was alive.
It's an incredible testimony.
Thank you, Bryson. God's man, you have a great day, brother, there in Waycross, Georgia. Let's take our break a little early here, about a minute early, and then we'll come back and get back to our calls.
We will come back, folks.
We got Kyan in Oklahoma, Hoyt in Georgia, Brooke in Mississippi, and Daniel in Virginia, Kurt in Kansas. We got a whole bunch of folks coming up from across the
Fruited Plain.
Fruited Plain, that's right. We'll be back momentarily.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
We were on our way home from Nashville. Our car had been giving us some trouble, and it was getting worse. In the middle of a small town, the motor went completely dead. Traffic began to snarl up behind us. We were pulling a trailer that was heavily loaded and going up a hill. I pondered what to do. After a few seconds, I tried the motor again. It started. We decided to hunt a garage. We asked a service station attendant, and he gave us directions to one about a mile down the road from where we were. We headed toward it. As I pulled into the garage and began to tell the foreman our problems, I noticed something which was extremely odd to me. I noticed a man in his early 20s doing manual labor. He was fixing a flat. Now, there's nothing unusual in that. But what caught my attention was this. The young man was quite obviously a victim of muscular dystrophy. It was the first time in my life that I had seen a victim of muscular dystrophy doing manual labor. I just had never thought that anyone with a disease like that would be able to do any manual labor. I was quite anxious to know the reason why the young man was hired to work in the garage. Well, it wasn't long until I got my answer. About 2 years ago, he couldn't do anything, the foreman said. His parents had so protected him that he was slim and underweight and didn't have a muscle in his body. He couldn't even pick up his own shadow. When I hired him, I put him to work. His first day here, I told him to fix a flat. He struggled with that tire for hours. I thought many times he was going to give up, but he stayed with it. I never gave him any special privileges, he continued. I didn't think he wanted any. Slowly, little by little, he got to where he could do any job asked of him. Many people cussed me because of the way I worked him. One lady came in and saw him working hard one day and cussed me for everything I was worth. She called me just about every name in the book. But look at him now. He's as strong as a mule. You know, there's a lesson of life, a very valuable one, in that incident. A young man, handicapped and overprotected, was finally allowed to prove himself. What appeared to be hardness on the part of the foreman turned out to be nothing more than a genuine expression of love. He gave the young man something no one else had given him. He gave him a chance to prove himself. Giving someone everything he wants, protecting him from the hard realities of life, is never a clear expression of love. But accepting a person with his limitations and working with him to overcome those limitations is. When difficulty comes our way, the Creator is giving us an opportunity to prove ourselves. I would rather have that than protection any day.
This has been My Turn with Don Weilman, a production of the American Family Association.
You, Lord, are my lamp. The Lord turns my darkness into light. Psalm 18:28.
Everybody's listening to a good old Fiddle-Pew.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
That was a hit song from Kiss, wasn't it?
No, I think you're confused.
Oh, I'm frequently confused.
That was Buddy and Kay Bain. They are legendary.
In our
neck of the woods, yep. They were legendary morning show host on TV.
They were wonderful. She had a good voice.
Yeah, they both passed, but that was a popular song.
And the song that they were singing and talking about, Tupelo, Mississippi, being a great place, yeah. Our flagship station located here in Tupelo. The local newspaper just did a thing, and Tupelo, Mississippi named the most affordable city in the nation to live in.
Really?
That was just a couple of days ago I was reading that. Yeah, that's a pretty big...
You shouldn't say that. Now everybody moves here and we won't be.
Well, I mentioned it on my radio show and I said, don't just pack everything into a U-Haul and come here if you've got a bad right. attitude or if right. you're not ready to make right. a contribution. Because we already got a couple of those folks.
Right.
So unless you're going to bring a talent...
You're going to bring something.
Yeah.
You got to bring something to the table.
Bring a skill.
Bring it.
Yeah.
All right, Ed, what's your questions? Then we go back to the phones here.
Just me? Just my questions?
No, JJ and I.
Oh, okay. We're going to repeat our questions. All right, I've had two questions. I've had two answered. So here's my remaining original question. Samuel Huntington was the first American president following the Revolutionary War. Is that true or false? And here's the two I'll add. Tip of the hat to my friend John. A group of rats is called a what? I'm not talking about members of Congress here. A group of rats is called a what? And then third question, The first oranges were what color, as they only turn orange in cooler climates? The first oranges were what color?
Like on Earth?
The first
Genesis
before they under normal circumstances
before they were kind of domesticated and brought.
Oranges were domesticated. What century did that happen in?
They are native of Southeast Asia, is all I know. Tim.
Look my way.
Stop giving me a hard time.
Look my way. Don't look over to that. You're going to never get there, Ed.
The first oranges were what color? They only turn orange in cooler climates. So when they were first discovered in Southeast Asia, they were domesticated.
So,
and we know you only have to get married to get domesticated.
So before I go to my questions, so many wonderful stories coming out about Chuck
Norris,
and he got a chance to pet a tiger. There was a trainer that had been with the tiger, but mm-hmm. it was half wild tiger. So Chuck Norris was there with the trainer. I saw the little video, and he started petting the tiger, and you know, half wild, huge. And as he's petting the tiger goes like that, and the trainer said, "Get up slowly. Right now, get up slowly and just start walking back slowly." And the tiger did.
I saw that one coming.
I did not. Embarrassed to say.
Here's my questions. Na is the chemical symbol for which element? Little science question. Na is the mm-hmm. chemical symbol for which element? If you can go back to the ninth grade.
I can.
Second question. Which team is known for their signature rock chalk chant during March Madness?
And you know, Rock, Paper, Scissors, also very popular.
That's
very
a different team. That was one of those Cinderella teams that had Rock, Paper, and Scissors.
Pick your team.
Third question. True or false from the Bible, mm-hmm. King David's handsome son, Absalom, had hair so thick when he cut it once a year, they would weigh it, and it weighed 5 pounds. Is that true or false? Those are some
all right, here are
beautiful
my questions.
Locks, if that's true.
Number one, what is the force that keeps planets in orbit around the sun? Number two, what connects muscles to bones? Number three, what is the tallest building in the United States that's not in New York City? Got it?
Good question.
Let's go. All right. Let's go to Oklahoma. And Kyan is on the line. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning. How do you pronounce your name?
Kyan, like Ryan, but with a K.
All right. Okay. That's very pretty.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever
unique.
Seen that name before. Well, Kyan, welcome to Trivia Friday. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both, please.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
I'd like to try to answer the Absalom one, please.
Okay. It's true or false. King David's handsome son, Absalom, had hair so thick when he cut it once a year, it weighed 5 pounds. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say true.
It is 100% true.
Well
done. You can read about it, 2 Samuel 14. That's where I'm at reading. I'm trying to read the Bible through again this year, and we encourage you to get in the Word and allow the Word to get in you. Hey, and you've been reading your Bible. Thank you, Kyan.
Yeah, I actually just read that passage like 3 or 4 days ago.
Yes,
so.
same with me. Well, thank you for being on track and trying to read your Bible through this year. Hey, what's your question for us?
I'm going to do an Andy Griffith one. So Barney tried to pass his physical deputy test, and he wasn't heavy enough. So how did he make himself heavier?
He had a heavy chain with a badge underneath his shirt. That was the only way he could get a couple of pounds added to his weight.
That's correct. I figured you guys would get it pretty quick.
Well, Ed's the one. Way to go. This bump you.
Deception.
Absolutely.
That was the moral of that
show. It said you can wear this, and you could wear a chain, like with your badge.
With your badge.
But they didn't specify, so he used, a log chain.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. It was real heavy.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure it technically qualifies as deception. He just playing by the rules and made sure the rules favored him.
Okay.
Well, there's your hashtag.
I know that's unsatisfactory.
Kyan, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
You don't approve of his methods, huh?
Not really. He knew what he was doing.
All right, we go back to Georgia, and Hoyt is on the line. Hoyt, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How y'all doing today?
I'm personally doing well. It's a good day. How about the rest of you guys?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs
yes,
up.
Sir.
All
five
right.
Stars.
Hoyt, where do you live in Georgia?
Valdosta.
Oh, Valdosta.
Isn't that onion where you got all those onions?
That's Vidalia.
Vidalia.
That's close yeah. enough.
It hey. Starts with a B.
That's right.
Jim, how are your mom and them?
My mom and them?
You know what that means, don't you?
Yes, sir.
That means how's your mom and the rest of the family?
Yes, sir. We got two Southern boys on this panel, we've heard this our yeah, whole life.
We're tracking with you.
How's mom and them? Hey, Roy. Ask, answer, yeah. or do both, sir?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
Mm-hmm. Well, the only one I might get right is Ed's true or false question.
The what question?
Your true or false question.
Oh, okay. All right. Here's the question, Hoyt. Samuel Huntington was the first American president following the Revolutionary War. Is that true or false?
Well, I'm going to say false.
It is 100% true.
What?
A lot of folks forget that after the Revolutionary War, the new nation was under the Articles of Confederation. Samuel Huntington was first elected as president. The Articles of Confederation only lasted 6 years, was considered too weak to run the country, and that's when they had the Constitutional Convention. So
he's so
a little
first,
bit of a trick question, but...
So he's the first presidency to have it annulled.
To have it annulled?
Yeah, a presidency annulled. Is that what happened there?
I'm not sure it was technically annulled. It was under the Articles of Confederation when the Articles of Confederation ceased to exist. I guess you could say that was annulled.
Yeah.
But he was the first president. I see you don't like that either, Tim.
If I type in, so you're telling me that George Washington was not the first president of the United States?
He was the first president of the United States under the U.S.
Recognized.
Constitution.
He was the first one.
He was the first president under the Constitution.
Okay.
Didn't you guys study about the Articles of Confederation?
Well, yes,
in school?
But it's been so long ago.
There's
I know.
The
it's
deal.
A little bit of a trick. Trick.
That
little
all
trickiness
is making
involved.
Sense to me now because I drove a 1971 Huntington. And it was a piece of junk, which now, I mean, it did have a Holley 4-barrel that somebody had put on there, but got about 7 miles to the gallon, backfired every now and then. But it's all making sense now that I connect the dots of that.
It's all making sense to me now.
President, non-president, that the car was named after.
All right, we got a question.
Hoyt, you got a question?
Yes, it's a Bible question. How many ladies in the Bible was named Tamar?
I can think of two. You had the one that was violated by her half-brother, and then Absalom, who got revenge on him, he named his daughter Tamar.
And the other one is the one that Judah had twins by.
Oh, yeah, her name was Tamar.
Oh, okay.
Is that right? Was her? Well, that's a, oh. hey, that's a, those are good Bible questions, Hoyt. Thank
Tamar.
You for.
Yes, three sir. Tamars?
So there's three total that we know of?
Yes.
Well, thank you for reading your Bible.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to AFR.
Great question, Hoyt. Thank you. God bless you. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Kurt, Kansas again. Kurt is on the line. Kurt, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, this is Kurt Bailey from Topeka, Kansas, and I know I'm not going to ask you guys a question. I'm going to answer one of your questions, but I first need to tell you that some very sad news. I am on hospice, on oxygen. I have probably about 2 weeks or so to live. my kidney failed. So I need a lot of prayer for that. But I am ready. You know, I know where I'm going. So the question that I want to answer.
Hey, Kirk, let me stop you there because that's jaw dropping.
Yeah.
You just telling us you have 2 weeks to live, and you said you know where you're going. I'm going to ask like those old preachers would ask, when you get to the pearly gates and Jesus says, why should I let you into heaven? What's your answer going to be?
I love Jesus. I'm my Lord and Savior. I'm born again and saved and everything.
Amen.
I am ready.
Oh, amen. Listen, we are going to ask our listeners, pray for Kurt.
Amen.
Finishing his race. And boy, to be able to hear those words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. What an honor to have you
call in. Absolutely.
To have this time to honor us here on AFR to participate in this program. What's the question you want to answer, sir?
Yeah. I love your shows very much. Not just the Friday shows, but the Monday through Thursday show, you know, too, also. And I enjoy Don Wildman's minute thing. But the question I want to answer is the muscle bone question.
Okay, Kurt. Yeah, that's my question. The question is, what connects muscles to bones, Kurt?
Tendons.
There you go.
Nicely done.
That is correct. Tendons, what connects muscles to bones? Tendons. Did you guys know the answer to that?
I did. Tendons, or what was the other one I was thinking? I didn't really know the answer.
Yeah.
So.
But anyway, way to go, Kurt.
It's amazing the way we were talking about how God created the body.
Yeah.
These muscles are linked to bone. They're anchored there.
Even Charles Darwin said that he could not explain the existence and how the human eye functioned outside of some divine cause.
Yeah,
I'm paraphrasing there,
right.
He was promoting evolution.
Yeah,
but when he had some kind of comment about the eyeball being so advanced in how it all works, the intricacies that basically what he's saying. There's no way it could have happened by chance.
Yeah,
or developed over the years.
These top camera makers, they've tried to replicate that
human eye.
They still can't match the shutter speed, how the eye is able to do. And look, we're not plugged into anything.
Right.
We don't have a battery pack in 70-ish years, and our organs, sort of repair themselves. That's amazing. Yep. We really are fearfully and wonderfully knitted together by God.
Hey, Kurt, thank you, my friend. And you got it right. You got the answer right. Congratulations.
Happy Palm Sunday, Easter.
Amen.
Good Friday and everything.
Yes, sir. God bless you, Kurt.
All right, we ask our listeners to pray for Brother Kurt here.
And his family.
Anyway, you heard him share what.
I was just going to say, like JJ was saying, I'm just honored that Kurt, the doctors have told him he has 2 weeks left to live. Of course, God is in charge of that, the number of days we live. But it's an honor that Kurt decided he wanted to call in, that he's listening to the show.
Right. Listening to Christian radio in his final days.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also called
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. And we are, let's repeat our questions, guys.
Heretofore. There you go.
I'm going to add an additional question, so I have three left. All right. A group of rats is called a what? You look out the backyard, you and your wife, you're having your coffee and toast or whatever, and you see a group of rats.
You say, we need to move.
Yeah.
Right?
What do you say? I said, there's a group. Yeah. And then if you can't get an exterminator, you got to light out. Second question, I'm just going to say this. Whatever comments Tim wants to make, he can. The first oranges were what color? They originate in Southeast Asia, and they only turn orange in cooler climates.
Once they are
domesticated.
You can domesticate oranges. I'm going to tell you something. You put them in their place. what I say.
Come here, Orange. Come here, buddy.
Yeah, I know. You come apples, on. Come on. Pears, you can forget Sit. About it. They're Sit. Not going to cooperate.
See, I told you I was going to let Tim make his comments.
All right, I'm gonna throw this ball, Orange. Get ready to go get it, buddy. You ready?
That's the record.
Yes, you are.
I'm not
You're
doing
a good
this.
Orange.
JJ's doing
yes,
it to
you are. You're a good Orange.
All right, and I'm gonna add a third question. Unlike Tim, probably you're not gonna get a third question out of Tim, but
no.
John Steinbeck wrote the novel of Mice and Men.
He did.
But Steinbeck's dog ate the first draft and he had to rewrite it from memory. Is that true or false?
Gosh. Surely that's not true.
I don't know. Is it?
You know, the teachers will tell you it was true just about every Monday when they were supposed to bring those essays and think the dog ate my homework.
My whole personality changes if I erase like three paragraphs I've written and the computer says bye-bye.
Yeah. Oh.
Or I hit some wrong button and it's gone. You can't find it again. And
yeah.
You've written a column. I write columns a lot. And it's so... I've had that happen to me, and I'm not going, you know.
Yeah. Oh, it'll
affect your attitude.
You could kill an orange. You were so angry.
It's disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what
I've got. Okay. First question, Na is the chemical symbol for which element? Science question. Na is the chemical symbol for which element? Second question, which team is known for their signature rock chalk chant during March Madness?
Rock chalk chant.
And then three, what is the proper name of your voice box? What is the proper name of your voice box?
Okay, John Steinbeck, you mentioned him. He
yes.
also he wrote of Mice and Men, you mentioned that.
Yes.
He wrote a follow up called of Rats and Men.
Of Rats
you
and
know
Men.
That? Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah, and which led to your question. If you see a bunch of rats in your backyard, you got a what of rats?
What's the group name for them?
I said bunch, but that's not what they're called.
Right.
They're called something else. So anyway, so Rats and Men.
Yes.
And also, my questions are as follows. What is the force that keeps planets in orbit around the sun? There is a scientific cause. For what is the force that keeps planets in orbit around the sun? This is fascinating stuff. All this stuff you read about in science, you go, and people, that happened by chance? I don't think so. All right, here's my second question. What is the tallest building in the United States not in New York City? What is the tallest building in the U.S. not in New York City, and I would like the answer to that, please. Who's next, Ed?
All right, we're going back to Arkansas, and Don is on the line. Don, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey guys, how y'all doing today?
Doing well.
Good, Don, how you doing?
Yeah. Hey, it's a tag team here. My wife's here, too.
Okay.
This is Don and Betsy.
Hi.
Hello, Betsy. Yeah,
Don and Betsy.
Heaven to bet.
Yeah, Don
well,
and
never
Betsy.
Mind.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah.
Happened to be.
Hey, we just want to say, hey, we enjoyed JJ being down in Arkansas. We were there for the deal in Benton.
Oh.
And also, we got to go on the trip with Tim to
Washington,
and it was a great trip. I recommend that for anybody. It was a fun trip to Washington.
Thank you, Don.
Wonderful.
Appreciate that.
How you do those twice a year? Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, we do those. Those trips.
Yeah, we could. Hey, we. I guarantee you, if I went back, I'd learn more. I guarantee you that. It's a great trip.
Thank you, Don. Well, we try. You know, Ed just taught me a new place we can visit. That's the home of Samuel Huntington, who was the first president of the United States. You know, nobody knew it till today.
I tell you what. There's going to be a lot of books rewritten over that.
Well, here's the deal. Our money's going to change, too. We're going to have to scrub some of them boys off the quarter and the dollar and get some new pictures of Sam Huntington on our U.S. currency.
We're getting rid of the penny. We might as well get rid of that one, too.
Don and Betsy, these two guys don't mind their trick questions. When I have one, I don't hear the end of it.
Right.
This is probably going to go on for months.
Yeah, we just don't have trick questions that we use changing the history of the world. We usually go with something trivial.
I did not change the history of the world. Everything I said in that question is correct.
Don and Betsy, Tim and I, Tim's from Mississippi, I'm from Kentucky. Ed is not, and I think you don't have to say it out loud, but a Yankee is fair game. I mean, it really is fair game to just pile on Ed because he brought it on himself.
All right, Don, let's move along.
Move along.
You want to? You guys want to ask? Much. Go ahead, sir.
We're gonna answer and give you a question too. Yes.
All right, which question you want to answer?
Betsy, go ahead.
Of the tallest building.
Yeah, what's the tallest building in the what's the tallest building in the U.S. not in New York City?
Called the Willis Tower.
Yeah, that is right.
Wow. Where's that?
Wait, hold on. Oh. AKA what?
Sears Tower.
Tower.
Okay. So this is Chicago?
Chicago.
Yeah. Wow.
Or some people call it Chicago. It's the Willis. It's known as the Willis Tower, formerly known as the Sears Tower, and it is the third tallest building in the U.S. after in New York, the One World Trade Center, which mm-hmm. is where the Twin Towers were, and then I think that's also called the Freedom Tower. But anyway, and then there's another building called the Central Park Tower in New York. So the Empire State Building now, which we all grew up thinking about the Empire State Building, that ranks number 10.
Really?
Yeah. Number 10.
Wow.
So you tell
just
me.
Just in the U.S.?
Yeah.
So King Kong's just an has-been?
Yeah. That doesn't work anymore.
Well, he was eventually domesticated. Don't remember. Don't
That's
forget
right.
that.
Hey, what's your question for us, Betsy? Don?
Okay. What famous political two people were born in Hope, Arkansas?
Bill Clinton.
Two famous Bill Clinton.
I know the answer to this.
Is it Huckabee? Is he
Mike
number
Huckabee.
Two. Mike Huckabee and and Bill Clinton.
Is Bill Clinton and Mike Huckabee? Is that right?
Yes. That's right. True. Okay. Yes, it is.
Yeah, there's two polar opposites right there. Yeah.
All right. Well, good. Good on.
Oh, listen. You don't have to clap for us. We
okay. I withdraw the claps.
Well, I mean, you can if you want to, but JJ and I just take it in stride.
We're just doing what we can for the team.
Right. Yeah. It's no I in team.
It's a what?
There's no I in team. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, thank you. Thank you all for listening to AFR.
Yeah, come see
thank
us sometime.
Thank you for that endorsement Absolutely. Of the Spiritual Heritage Tours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Betsy and
Don.
And Don. Betsy and Don. Who's next, Ed?
All right. We go to Missouri.
Do we really?
We do.
Show me.
And Dana is on the line. Dana, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hey, Dana.
Where are you calling from in Missouri?
Viburnum, Missouri.
Where's that near?
That's between Cherryville and Bixby.
No kidding.
No, you guys probably don't know that.
No, I do. I know what you're talking about. Bixby?
Yeah, it's way out in the boonies in lead country.
It's right down from the Dollar General store, right? It's just right down the little thing there around the corner General from store. DG.
Are you in the Boot Hill? Are you up there? Where are you?
No, we're in southeast Missouri.
Like Sykeston, Cape Girardeau? Where are you talking about?
No, more like Rolla, Cuba.
Oh, Rolla, yeah. I was born in Houston, if you ever heard of that.
Yes.
Houston, M.O. All right, go ahead. Ask, answer, or what, Dana?
I want to do both.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
The one about the rats.
All right, Dana.
Here we go, about the flock of
Here
rats.
Here we go.
A group of rats is called a what?
A mischief.
It is
a
called
what?
A mischief.
That's interesting.
A mischief of rats.
A mischief of rats.
A mischief of rats.
That doesn't sound slimy or nasty enough, you know?
That'd be a great name for a band.
Mischief
a
of
mischief
rats.
A mischief of rats.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's absolutely
welcome to the
true.
Stage.
Mischief of rats.
From Missouri.
Mischief is a little hard to say, but it looked good on rats. A T-shirt.
Yeah. All right, hey, can you hold on, Dana, while we take a break right here? We got to break away for news, okay?
Okay.
And we will return, and you will be able to...
ask us your question.
Yes, sir.
Looking forward to that.
We'll have that, and many more calls coming up, including from West Virginia, Arkansas, Iowa, and back to Kansas. That's coming up in just a few minutes after this short timeout.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.